Humble Works, created by local artists right here in Kingston. Join us at the Broom Factory September 28th from 1:30 to 4 p.m. for three great back-to-back performances by these wonderful local artists. Folks can come enjoy food and drink for sale in the Broom Factory's licensed cafe. Tickets are available now for $15 in advance via CFRC.ca or $20 at the door. The CFRC concert is made possible through the support of the City of Kingston, Kingston Arts Council, the Kingston Music Office, the Broom Factory, and our friends at Kingston. Join CFRC on September 28th at the Broom Factory at 9:30 a.m. for our Airwave YGK Sound Tech Workshop. Rob Bailey of Kingston Soundworks will facilitate this hands-on workshop for young emerging musicians just starting out playing gigs. Come learn soundboard tech, terminology, troubleshooting, communications, equipment setup, and soundcheck basics with this local industry pro. Register now for the free workshop, make in-person connections with local musicians at a prestigious venue, and learn the ropes of sound mixing to help you get started with your live stage performances. The fun starts at 9:30 a.m. on September 28th at Broom Factory and includes a catered lunch from our friends at Old Farm Fine Foods. Register now via CFRC.ca. This CFRC Airwave YGK workshop is made possible through the support of the City of Kingston, Kingston Arts Council, the Kingston Music Office, the Broom Factory, and our friends at Kingston Soundworks.
Hi, this is Half Moon Run, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Awesome Kingston is Kingston's micro-grant organization. We've given away over $125,000 in micro-grants over our 12 years. We meet 10 times a year to hear pitches from our community, and every time we give one person or group $1,000 cash, no strings attached, to help fund their dreams. If you have an idea that might make Kingston more awesome, consider a pitch to Awesome Kingston to win one of our $1,000 no strings attached micro grants. You can pitch at awesomekingston.org. Proposals are due the first Sunday of every month, and selected pitches are heard the third Thursday of every month. Once again, pitch your awesome ideas at awesomekingston.org.
Hey, this is Hannah from Fan Club Wallet, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario.
It is the one, the only CFRC.
World headquarters.
Yeah.
World headquarters. Okay, so pier lovers, it's going to rain this afternoon, so just behave accordingly. Isn't it fun on campus right now?
Yeah, it's wild.
I see people going to class in bikinis. It's great. It's just, that's Queens right now.
Yeah.
It's
well,
good.
Yeah, CFRC had a booth at the club kind of thing, and it was...
It's a lot. And I love it. It just brings a whole new energy. And anyone who knows me in here, they know I'm also very happy that our student bands are back. Our student bands are forming, and I've been messaging a bunch of them, like, nice. Let's get you back in here. Let's figure out what's going on and who's new. And this morning, we're kicking it off with Rev Zed and Rust Pump. They both have shows coming up on the 12th of September. And next week's show is also going to be very busy. So I was like, let's start getting them in now.
Yep.
I want people to commit now, get those tickets, get the information. And if you don't know who these bands are, you're about to find out this morning.
Start planning your September schedule. It's going to get busy.
It's going to get busy. I love it. And Moira from the Kingston Music Office is going to be coming in as well. She's first up this morning at 8:20, actually.
Nice.
We're going to find out what's going on there. Makers, meetups, and all sorts of events and, you know, mixers, things. How is your September going so far?
It's going quickly already.
Oh,
it's
God.
Like, oh, my goodness.
I think it's because it actually got cold. Like, normally it's like a hot, really hot month, but I think fall has just given us that feel.
It's like that psychological, like, push right into fall. And then it's warm again, but, you know.
I know, but I'm kind of liking the cardigans and the, you know, wearing socks.
The end of the drought.
Yes, the end of the drought. Yeah, there's like that beautiful planter over here that you know that I love that planter. It's been a wonderful summer. There are tomatoes on it right now. Like, I'm maybe don't go get them. I'm not telling you to do that, but they're there. I was excited because I went into BSE yesterday and I got to hold baby. You know they have a baby in there, right?
Oh, I did.
Felix, the party baby. Yeah, he's been to some live shows in there, and he's ready for his next thing. So
amazing.
We'll dial into what is happening in this amazing month that we call September here on campus. It's fantastic. What do we have coming up for music?
We've got some new music from the Beths and some new music from the Beaches. And the Beaches just had a big honor. They are winning the Billboard Women of the Year Award. I've been listening to a couple of songs from this new album, which just landed, and it's so catchy.
It is catchy. It's, you know, there's a tilt.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say just shift, but there's a tilt.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
You know, someone shared the Loverboy Turn Me Loose thing to me recently. I forgot they do those kinds of things, too. Like, they have range. So I feel like they haven't been here in a while. It's time for some Beaches. I would like a Beaches announcement, please, to the people that do those things for us. I see Spoon.
Make it happen.
I see Spoon on this list.
I think this is new Spoon, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I love Spoon. I got to see them at in Hamilton. What do they call it? Super Crawl. Yeah.
That's coming up. That's next weekend. Yeah, they're doing it again in Hamilton. They love that thing. And it's free, right?
Yeah.
So
all
good.
Free. I've seen some fantastic music there. Bought some great art there.
All right. Well, here we go. Got the best coming right up. Straight Line was a lie. Good morning, everyone.
me, I'd be lovesick too.
Do it.
Okay, so The Guardian, The Telegraph, Pitchfork, everybody, they're all over that album. Is C-Mat Pop's latest savior? This time, believe the hype. That's from The Telegraph. So she's Irish. They're calling it Euro Country. It's making a ton of noise in the UK right now. And that was What a Good Man Cries. I think it kind of lifted me up a little bit this morning. Yeah. You know, I'm on the fence when it comes to country or country adjacent. But then...
this is a little gateway music.
There are gateways for me. There are. And everyone's always trying to help me with that.
Yeah.
That might be going. When we heard the new Spoon, thumbs up on Chateau Blues. It was really good. We had
love that voice.
Yeah. I loved the bass. Mm-hmm. Needed to be tightened up a little bit, but doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah.
The Beaches. We're loving this direction from them. We were saying, like, where are the Beaches? Why don't they have dates in Kingston?
Bring the Beaches to Kingston.
I know, none of us could get into that last show. Someone who is sitting here with us right now knows a little bit about such things. I don't know. Like, she seems like a pretty powerful local Titan music person here. Moira.
Don't even start.
I'm starting right now.
Oh gosh. Oh. I know. We can talk about that later.
Okay, off mic, which is where a lot of great conversations happen here at the Indie Wake Up
Call. That's exactly what you want to hear. Yeah.
Oh my God. We'll just make sure our mics are off because that's also happened. Yeah, we're live here at CFRC Indie Wake Up Call. Good morning. We have Moira in here. And yeah, we're saying like civilized work right now. Let's introduce yourself a little bit here because, you know, we know you from KPP, but you're not there anymore. Obviously, much love for KPP and all that. We'll get them in here. But you're from the Kingston Music Office.
That's true. That's the new gig as of a couple years ago. I mean, it's not that new.
But
I know.
But yeah,
it feels new for a lot of us, because like, what does the Kingston Music Office do for people who are like, I just moved here, what's going on?
Right. Well, we do a number of things. We do some programs, we do some initiatives, we do stuff with the CFRC, some great programs like our release radar. We, you know, our number one goal is to, you know, create the conditions for the music industry to thrive in Kingston. And that can look like a lot of different things, but our big thing is we have a Kingston music strategy, which we help to sort of push, navigate, help to make sure that those pieces are churning. And then through that, lots of resources to musicians, organizers, festivals, as many initiatives and programs as our capacity will allow.
So not much. No. You're not doing.
And nothing with CFRC.
No.
Absolutely. First time here.
Oh my God.
Does September hit differently?
It does. I mean, you feel the energy out on the street. It's changed. In like the last week, things have changed in Kingston, downtown, everywhere. And, you know, we are a vibrant, youthful city that is sort of explodes in the fall, I think, with lots of, you know, obviously Queen students, SLC students are coming back maybe to town, but everything else kind of ramps up too, I think.
I think everyone can go to a show too. Like if you're a student, you're like, yeah, I can skip this. I can do this, right?
Yeah.
I can do this in September. Totally. Maybe not so much during midterms, although they seem to be able to do it as well. But I find like every night of the week now, like in September, yeah, every night of the week, let's go.
It's a full content calendar of music all of the time if you are so inclined. So, you know, pace yourself and choose wisely.
Or don't.
Neither of those things are going to happen. We have two of our favorite student bands coming in. That's not happening. Yeah. That's not happening. We're very excited about that. And I like, you've been there for a few years, but I associate you always with KPP and just what's going on with the live music. And I've got the little, list here of all the people coming, and some of these shows are already sold out. Like some of these shows, you got to get your tickets for now.
I know. That's you know, don't snooze on tickets ever.
No.
You know, just as like KPP or non-KPP aside, first of all, it's, you know, artists want to know if they're going to sell out. Maybe they'll add an extra date or maybe.
Wilderness. They did. I'm going to the Alehouse twice in October, apparently. That's happening.
Me too.
Oh my God.
At least. Minimum.
Okay, so I know, whatever. Why is Sloan on at 5:45? Do we know that? Is it because it's homecoming?
I would say it's probably a mix of homecoming and Alehouse.
Getting the old people in and out. Yeah. Onto the town and letting the young ones come in after Sloan. I think that's brilliant programming, but anyway.
Concerts don't have to. And I think what's cool is like we're seeing this in the industry is like they don't have to just be at nighttime.
Oh,
like,
I mean,
5 o'clock is still, you know, PM, but
I love the programming at the Broom because it doesn't matter what day of the week it is. Like I know I can be in bed at a reasonable time and, you know, my ears won't be screaming at 3 in the morning.
Yeah, right? Just at like 12 a.m.
Yeah, 11 absolutely.
PM
11 a.m. Yeah.
So if we go to the Kingston Music website, what are we looking at there? Like what as a tool, like what are we getting from?
So we have on there, we have a whole, you know, listing of a bunch of different things. So that's like community players, grant organizations, making sure that you are connected to whatever tools you need to be as a musician. So everything from SOCAN to the Music Union to Kingston Live, CFRC, obviously. We also have a few little toolkits that we've developed to help artists like do some, you know, either marketing for their event or for their concert or for whatever the needs be. And then we also, like I said, run some programs and initiatives. So we run workshops either in partnership with great people like CFRC or just independently to do lots of different topics related to the music industry. We'll have a full lineup of that coming out sort of in the fall is where we start to do a little bit more of workshop programming. We also run a couple of programs like the Makers Meetup, which is actually tonight, which is in collaboration with our film office in Kingston and with the film festival. And And that's a free networking event just for like local creatives. Really, it's, you know, pitch your idea, bring your vision, try to meet with some extra people and, you know, expand your team, whatever that looks like for you. So people come and sort of say, hey, I've got a music video that I'm gonna be, I don't know, filming in the next month. I need some extras. Great. Oh, let's connect them.
Yeah.
Or I'm a filmmaker and I maybe want some musicians to work with. This is a great opportunity to sort of link arms and you know, join forces.
And it used to be on Tuesday nights. Is Thursday an anomaly for this month?
This one is just an anomaly. Okay. Yeah. So there's a special thing happening with the Kingston Canadian Film Festival. They are launching an art installation that is going to sort of take shape on Saturday. Mm-hmm. So just to give the artist a little bit more time and to sort of sync up with that event, it made sense to sort of kick off the new year and switch dates a little bit. But we will be back to our like Tuesday regular time slot.
Yeah. So this is a monthly opportunity for folks. If they can't make it today, there are other opportunities to...
Yeah. Yeah. So we have one. It's actually quarterly. So we do them. We'll do one in September. We're going to do one at the beginning of December and then sort of keep going sort of every other month from there on in.
I saw on Instagram there is a call out for a local band to create the music for TIFF, the basic, like I think the Wilderness is in the background of the current post, but it's to be the bed music for the festival. What is that?
Yeah, so Kingston Canadian Film Festival, who we work with and partner with on a lot of programs, they have just released, and they do this every year, which is a really cool local opportunity.
I didn't know this. I love it.
They do an open call to pick their trailer song. You know, that is going to be the trailer for their festival that is going to get lots of national, international sort of boosting and bumping up. Previous artists have been The Wilderness, like you said. Piner, I think, did maybe 2 years ago. So always a local artist that's paired with their trailer, which will be cut featuring all these amazing Canadian movies, and we'll get lots of screen time. So not only is that a paid opportunity for artists, it's also free to just submit your song. You know, if you've got a catchy tune that's got sort of a bit of a driving, maybe cinematic feel, definitely reach out. We've given it a boost on our social media channels, but I know the Kingston Canadian Film Festival website will have a direct forum just to submit your song.
And it's got to be Kingston's biggest festival, right? Like annual festival?
I don't know. We do some things.
Yeah.
It's a good one, though.
It's big, and I mean, it incorporates more than just film, right? There's comedy, there's music, so there's a lot of opportunity. If you're getting your song played there, you're hitting a lot of different audiences.
Completely.
So let's take it back down a little bit. Like this is the month where I get excited because we have bands forming in backyards of houses on Johnson Street and wherever, and they're just dirty, maybe not good.
But they'll be good.
They're going to be, and I love this.
Somewhere.
I love it. What are some tips you give to those dirty new bands?
Okay. Well, make sure. I mean, practicing is cool. I always recommend that. I mean, make sure that, you know, look at what you want. You know, what are your goals? Is it just to be a dirty backyard band, which is totally fine? And there is a scene and audience for that. But, you know, if you want to be on the stages of like Alehouse or the Broom Factory, make sure you're, recording your stuff, working or trying, maybe aiming for that. Get in, talk to CFRC, make sure people know about your music. And, you know, if people are going to, or you want people to book you, how are they going to find you? So make sure you're like thinking about those things and reach out to me at the music office. And I'm happy to give lots more tips and just kind of connect some dots along the way.
How can they find you?
They can find me on our website, which is visitkingston.com/music, or they can just email me moira@tourismkingston.com.
Always a pleasure.
Always.
Yeah. Beautiful. Good to see you. and see you at the Makers Meet.
Okay.
All right, we're going out with some Sloan. I'll be there drunk at 5:45.
Sortir la rose, tu
We're just talking. We're saying, like, we have great conversations off the mic, and we do. And thank you, by the way, Moira from the Kingston Music Office for coming in. Such a profesh, but also badass.
So much going on.
No.
Hustling.
Remember her band?
Yeah.
What were they called again?
Pelt.
Pelt, and we have the CD here in the station.
Yeah.
I know. I love those. Four girls, one guy, I think. Three girls, one guy. So good. She's got the creds. Okay, so we just played Alix Fance.
Yeah. Very weird, and I really like it. It's a new album, or a new single. The album's not out yet, but he describes himself as a bleach-haired multi-instrumentalist from a small town near Montreal called Saint-Thérèse, and he makes freaky synth punk with a touch of lo-fi pop, and he sings in French.
Couteau à la gorge. That was that song. It was really good. Wolf Alice, I mean, this The Clearing, it's going to be on a lot of year-end lists. Everybody's loving this record. And I played it 2 weeks ago, but I played it again today because sometimes I consume too quickly. I'm like, I got to go back, circle back.
Yeah.
I like that other song we had. It was...
Jenny Beth. Broken Ribs. So Jenny Beth is from Savages.
Yes. And
this is a new track from her as well. I don't know. I felt like, you know, with Idols, we've got kind of a UK set going on.
Yeah.
This is from a soundtrack for Caught Stealing, and it's a little more mellow for them.
For Idols.
People
have been saying that about Idols lately. It's like, this is soft, this is light. It's not light and soft, but I don't know. I'm liking soundtracks, though. I want more soundtracks.
Yeah, not all your songs have to be about beating up guys.
They still sound kind of mad. And before that, we had No Damn Fears from Sloan. Yeah, I got my tickets. They're coming to the Ale House. And I was saying, it's a 5:45 show on homecoming weekend. What could go wrong? No, we're not going to eat dinner. It's going to be a disaster. My old high school friends are coming into town. So it's one of those do not approach weekends if you see me downtown. Do not approach.
Yeah, don't expect coherent conversation.
Don't.
Cindy's having fun.
Sloan. It does take us all back to those times. Unfortunately, the Gen Zs are going to be like, get out of here. You old people are going to see Sloan. And we'll be like, yes, we're tired.
Yeah.
And we need dinner. So I think they planned it actually very well.
Yeah.
We've got some bands coming in, though. We've got Russ Pump and Rev Zed coming to visit us because they have shows coming up. And I'm just excited to hear what's going on. I think it's just Jack from Rev Zed, but let's see who gets up on.
Yeah.
I mean, Jack is amazing. So
Braves Campus.
Yeah, they have a new member, too. So we want to know what that's all about.
Nice.
And I don't know, like, look at all these shows coming up in the next month.
I know.
Yukon Blonde.
Propagandi, another one that sold out immediately.
Immediately. Yeah. Mountain Head, and that's who Rev Zed and Russ Pump are playing with. That's on September 12th. Mm-hmm. The Dirty Nil, September 19th with Heart Attack, Man, and Spike House. The Brokes, that's a tribute to the Strokes.
Yeah, come on. Love it.
I know. I don't know who Bridge City Sinners are, but they're going to be here on September 27th. Who are they?
They're folk, but like with a bit of a gothic edge to it, kind of thing. Yeah, it's very interesting. If you look at them, you wouldn't expect them to sound that way. But
I'm down. Yeah. All right, Yukon Blonde, September 28th. Maybe we should put some Yukon Blonde on the list today. Right. Oh my God, Death from Above, October 2nd, Ale House.
So excited.
God,
that's suddenly coming up very quickly.
I know. Get your earplugs sorted.
Yes.
Shania Twain. Everybody loved them when they came by twice last year, October 11th. They're amazing. The Wilderness Goodbye shows. There's two of them back to back, October 17th.
Cassador.
Oh my God, my heart. Speaking of Cassador, they have been announced they're going to have a free concert after the Promenade, which is September 13th.
Yes.
They're going to set up a big stage on Princess.
Amazing.
Right down by like Pan Chancho. So they're going to be playing with Kira and there's one, Lucas. There's going to be a free, amazing show September 13th.
Brilliant.
With some of our beloved music fans. Let's try to find them. Let's try to talk to them.
Yeah.
Amazing. All right, so what do we got? We got some Blood Orange coming up. New music. Again, what an album. Countryside, brand new stuff. And I don't know. Oh, you've got Men I Trust in there. Let's go to Montreal. Yes. And One Shot. And in a moment. Yeah, let's just keep going. Sandy, wake up call. Stick around though. We got Russ Pump coming in very soon to visit. Thank you.
trying to hide.